Do we want to do the breaking news now, Justin?
Yes, and this has just come out of Washington. Let's see. US President Donald Trump has signed legislation backing Hong Kong protesters into law. So the legislation is called the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, and it requires the US government to oppose sanctions against Chinese and Hong Kong officials, respond for human rights abuses in Hong Kong. So there has been a couple of allegations in Hong Kong that police have been using excessive violence against protesters.
And videographic evidence of it that you showed me a lot.
And videographic evidence, plus there are now allegations of rape inside police stations, or police officers denying those arrested to their right to see a lawyer. And yeah, so who could be sanctioned under this law? Could be Chief Executive Carrie Lam, or even a lot of police commanders, who some of them, as some people in Hong Kong have discovered by themselves, I don't know how they do have an American passport. So it'll be interesting to see how the State Department reacts to that. And
what's your initial reaction? Are you glad to see that he's intervening?
I am glad to see it, but on the international side, I am quite surprised that part of me is a little bit surprised to see Donald Trump signing this legislation into action, because Washington is now under a lot of trade talks with Beijing,
right?
And when Capitol Hill passed this Human Rights and Democracy Act, Beijing unprecedentedly issued 7 rebuttals against this bill, saying,
right.
Hong Kong is our internal business. You Americans don't have any right to interfere it. I am interested to see how how this could play in the trade talks between Beijing and Washington.
Yeah.